Americans relying on staffing agency for work are in more danger than they think. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, American workers relying on temporary work find themselves in greater danger than their permanent counterparts. The use of temporary workers by U.S. employers has soared over the years. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the number of temp workers in August 2012 is 2.5 million and climbing. That's up from 1.1 million temps in 1990. New research indicates those workers are hurt more frequently than permanent employees, and their injuries often go unreported. A study published at the Chicago School of Public Health shows last year in Illinois, 5 of the 10 employers with the highest number of injuries were temp agencies. Temp workers in Washington State are far more likely to be struck or caught in machinery in the construction and manufacturing industries. Harris County AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Richard Shaw says the use of temp workers is on the rise because U.S. employers find them easier to dispose of.
Well, you don't have the kind of on-the-job training. When you have permanent employees, you've made a long-term commitment. You generally have employees that you might be providing some kind of health insurance for. You might be covered by workers' comp. You might opt to have that coverage. With temp workers, there's no such commitment. So basically, you're not going to invest that time into those employees. And the employees themselves, if they're temporary, they know that, and they know that they better not say anything. Otherwise, they'll lose that job. Employers do not want to make a long-term commitment to workers. And temp workers are just cheaper. You don't have to buy them health insurance. And for that matter, in the state of Texas, workers' compensation is not even mandatory, so you don't even have to have workers' compensation. Temp workers can, and you just let them go. And so that's why you have such a growing increase in the use of temp workers. Lately, with the Affordable Care Act and its implementation, just recently there's been a number of national food chains that have said they're going to be cutting back the hours on their employees so they don't have to be covered with the Affordable Care Act. So it's a growing trend.
Shaw also says among the problems temp workers in Texas can face is a lack of state initiative regarding workers' safety.
The state of Texas does not have a corresponding Occupational Safety and Health Administration Act. If you're a worker in Texas, you have to rely on OSHA nationally. The state of Texas has no such health and safety administration. While they do have an agency that dedicates itself theoretically to health and safety issues in the workplace, they have to be invited in voluntarily. They have to be invited in by the employer on a health and safety issue. They do not investigate actions that come from employees, only from the employees. Now, I'm talking about the state of Texas. So your average worker in Texas is left basically at the mercy of OSHA. And OSHA, of course, is a very fine federal agency, but it simply does not have the inspectors and the manpower to do the job that it has to do in terms of investigating workplaces.
Last year, the Texas Supreme Court ruled in favor of a temp worker who was killed working at a grain storage facility. The ruling says temporary employees who die on the job cannot be excluded from an employer's workers' compensation policy if the employer is found grossly negligent. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Jacob, thank you. Now, while you're here, let me ask you a couple of questions. What kind of protections can temporary workers actually rely on?
Well, very few, Marlo. They can take advantage of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which, among many things, governs a national law over wages and overtime, though temps often are afforded so few hours they don't even have to worry about overtime, sadly. They also have the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, which governs worker safety laws. However, that administration is often chronically underfunded and understaffed, as Richard Shaw said. And also, whatever protection Shaw did say that temps are easily fired because of that, because they're easily fired, they're also reluctant to complain.
Is it still a way, however, to get work? Is it still a valid way to find your way into a position for something, to get experience for a type?
It sure can be, but with it as an avenue of finding, say, perhaps easy work, it comes with its own costs.
It comes with its own cost, and I guess worker beware, is that it?
Right, yeah, worker beware.
Jacob Santillan, thank you for joining us with that report.